Yeah, this is Willie Terry, a Roman labor correspondent for the radio station Hustle Mohawk Magazine. And I'm out here at the EM Urgent Care Center on New Lawton Road, where the nurses, Albany nurses, are holding a protest. And I'm gonna get the information of why they're holding this protest. And I have as my guest, your name is
Jennifer Bejo, and I've been with Albany Medical Center for 15 years working in ICU.
Oh, okay, Jennifer. And Jennifer, y'all are out here today on a humor day. What's going on?
Well, you know, like we have been like negotiating issues that are essential to us, you know, like nurses at Albany Med for over 3 years, and you know, there were no problems or any issues, like, you know, coming from the nurses that are left hidden. You know, everything were brought to the surface and let known to management and administrators for so long. You know, people need to understand that we care. We nurses, like, care a lot about, our patients. And we care so much, too, for our profession. And we have always, you know, like, put our patients first. We also like cope with little support to no staffing, like, you know, inside a hospital, and you know, succumb to, like, you know, these undesirable working conditions has gone over our working hours, and only to like realize and only to find out that we are, after all this time, you know, we are being taken for granted. We are being taken for granted as professionals and essential workers, you know, like we all want a contract. We all do, regardless.
Yeah, all union members.
We are union members. The union is the nurses. We all wanted a contract, but we refuse to submit to anything that is not guaranteed and fair for all nurses. We will not accept, like, you know, any changes that result in incomparable and unimproved levels of benefits and access to health care. We wanted to, you know, like, have a language, you know, set on our contract that truly values, you know, our service in the hospital, like a language that strengthens, you know, our retention in the hospital. And Albany Medical Center administrators, you know, like, should be willing to address, like, all these issues and resolve them, you know, especially on economic discrimination. We all believe equal work for equal pay. And until we achieve that, until the day that we get that contract, we will be left here. We will constantly be out in the street fighting, negotiating, and we have to, and we will protest if need be.
Jim, what is the particular protest today at this particular institution, the EM Urgent Care?
Well, you know, like the clinics of Albany Medical Center, there are still, like, you know, essential, like, you know, nurses, essential workers at the front lines, you know, at emergency, like, you know, urgent cares. These are the clinics of Albany Med. And, you know, like, whatever that we benefit on our contract, like, one day would also, like, benefit them. Whatever, you know, like, whatever, like, you know, working conditions, may it good or bad, that affects us nurses at Albany Medical Center Hospital will eventually also, like, affect them. Because we all are nurses. We all take care of our community. We all take care of, like, you know, sick patients.
So you started today, I was looking at the schedule, at 8 o'clock this morning. What are the other two places you hit?
We first started, are you asking about, like, the places that we hit today? Yeah, we started at the South Clinical Campus, like, at around 8 o'clock in the morning. And now, like, you know, an emergency urgent care at Latham, and we're going to move forward at Niskayuna.
Now, what's been the community respond? I hear a lot of horns blowing.
Yeah, and it's very, like, very uplifting. All that, essentially, it's like, you know, what is important, like, you know, on this day is that community needs to know that they need to support their nurses. We need help. We need a contract that we're still, like, fighting for so long. Management at this point are not, like, negotiating, like, fairly. They give us crumbs. They give us, like, bits and pieces of, like, you know, of the package. But then, you know, they neglect to, like, you know, resolve the issues that actually, like, affect the nurses' lives, you know, in all aspects of their lives. And that is, like, you know, not only, like, pay, not only, like, you know, benefits, but, you know, like, healthcare and retention and retirement. So these are the things that we're like left fighting for, right? That we are fighting for right now.
I know your struggle has been going on for a while. So there's been no movement from management to sell the contract?
Yes, there is like, you know, a little bit of movement. That's why we keep like pushing. We plan for all these like, you know, activities like, you know, outside the hospital. So, you know, like this informational picket. So everybody will know like, you know, what we are encountering, or like, you know, the issues that we are facing, like, you know, inside a hospital. We keep pushing, we keep moving forward, we keep the momentum, like, you know, up.
Now that the CDC has want to lift the mask mandate, what is the nurse's position on it?
We have not, like, you know, talked about it, but at this point, you know, our focus and our attention is like more on making sure that we are protected, the nurses, right, the caregivers are protected as much as, like, you know, we also maintain the safety of our patients that we care for.
Mm-hmm. Now, have things slowed down at the hospital in reference to the COVID situation?
It slowed down a little bit, but, you know, I mean, like, you know, as long as there's COVID patients, like, coming in and are left, like, in the hospital, it's still, like, you know, quite worrisome, like, you know, because everybody is, you know, left unsafe at this point.
Well, I know that the government, you know, the president, they voted on a bill, I think it was called the HERO Act, and cities got a lot of money. I know hospitals got a lot of money. Have they said anything to y'all about that? I mean, the city itself, because they, you know, got to divvy out this money, and I know they give a certain amount to a lot of institutions, and I know the hospital gets some.
You know, like, basically, like, you know, I'm a nurse. Like, I'm not a politician. I'm not into politics. I don't know what's going on with politics, but as long as, like, they guarantee the benefits and, you know, like, the and the nurses and essential workers and the hardworking people are taken care of and are valued for what they do, they can do, like, whatever they want. Like, you know, we're all for it. We support it.
I know there's a lot of building going on. You know, there's a lot of construction going on around the hospital.
And that's why we keep fighting for, you know, like, at the negotiating table, because they need to, like, you know, essentially, you know, like, basically put their profit, like, you know, to their nurses and, you know, like, exclude, like, you know, some unimportant, like, you know, factors, you know, like building, you know, buildings. And they need to protect, because once you build a building, you're still going to staff that with people. You're going to staff that with workers. Afterwards, what's going to happen? If you don't take care of these people, if you don't take care of nurses, of essential workers, you don't, you know, you neglect to, like, protect these, you know, like, essential workers, they're going to leave. You're going to just, you know, it's just like the last straw to, like, you know, break the camel's back, and they're going to be forced to leave.
Albany Med is a hospital not just for people living in Albany, but for people all over the capital region.
Yep.
And what's been the community support in terms of y'all struggle? Have they came out?
We understand, you know, like, we've always, like, you know, the nurses, our profession has always been voted as, like, the number one, you know, like, profession. Basing on that, I would think, like, you know, we believe that, you know, the community support is on us. Mm-hmm. You know, they treated us heroes when we were there, protecting their family and taking care of the family during the pandemic. There's no doubt in our minds and in our heart that regardless of, like, what happens, you know, community are still going to be there to support us.
So at this point, where do y'all stand now?
We are going back to on the negotiating table, and we're going to keep on bargaining, and the next bargaining session is going to be on the 22nd of June. We're still going to continue that, waiting for them to, like, you know, absolutely, like, you know, give us, like, a fair contract. And, you know, like, it's a matter of time, you know, before we actually, like, you know, we'll be able to, like, get it. But it needs to, like, you know, it needs to be, we need to, like, have the support of, like, every sector, like, you know, in the community. We need, like, you know, every support of all the nurses at Albany Med. We need to stand up together. We need to, like, struggle together. And, you know, we reap the benefits, like, afterwards. And AMC needs to start, like, listening to their nurses. Because, I mean, like, they've been, like, you know, they pretend, you know, they keep this pretense that they're actually, like, hearing us, but they're not listening at all. And until that we get a contract, then that's the time that we're going to believe that, yes, Albany Med is actually like, listen to us.
Well, what could the average person in the community do to help your age out?
At this point, go after the lawmakers, go after like the officials, go after the local officials who may have at one point like, you know, told us that they're going to support us, but are not doing actually anything. Go after like the board members of Albany Medical Center. Go after like, you know, the businesses that, hey, you know, there is a problem because the nurses are outside, like, you know, picketing on the street. There is a problem inside a hospital, so they need to like help us out.
Now, how can someone get in touch with the Nurses Association?
You have a website?
We have also like a website. Yep. NYSNA.org, and you can, you know, go through that, and then you see like, you know, when's our next activity, like, you know, in the near future.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
No problem.
Appreciate.